50 elders and children have been evacuated from the community of New Lotto, where a nearby lightning-sparked fire has grown to about 1,200 acres. In a show of strong local response, about 100 people remain sheltered in place to fight the flames. Smoke is obstructing flights statewide, so New Lotto residents had to evacuate by boat. That's according to Cale Casey, public information officer at the Alaska Interagency Coordination Center.
New Lotto is a boat village. They live on the Yukon. That's where they are, so they know how to get around the river just fine. So the airstrip being closed wasn't the biggest deal. It just makes it, of course, a lot farther to the next village.
The fire began on Sunday afternoon with a handful of other blazes to the north and west of the community. Evacuation began shortly thereafter as spot fires moved closer to town. Casey says those spot fires have been extinguished and burnout operations continue through an adept local crew.
This is a village that has been providing emergency firefighter crews to Alaska Fire Service for 50 years. And in fact, their crew was down in the Sockeye Fire, and they had another 15 or 20 of their firefighters back in the village who hadn't gotten their qualifications yet for the season done. So it wasn't like the village was completely unprotected when the fire happened.
With more than 270 fires now spread across the state, Casey says more responders are en route to help battle fires across Alaska.
We have resources coming in from all over the 48 states. The sweatshirts say Pennsylvania and California and Oregon and Kentucky and Georgia. Everybody is being called up that can be called up.
A lot of residents remain in the community and have an evacuation plan in place should they need to relocate. Meanwhile, near the interior community of Tanana, the Tazitna Fire has encroached within 5 miles of the village. It's currently being fought by the Helena Hotshot crew, as well as additional responders who arrived yesterday. Casey reminds all Alaskans that a statewide burn ban remains in effect. That means no charcoal grills, burn pits, campfires, or debris burning. Gas grills and backpacking stoves that use fuel or compressed canisters may be used if they can be regulated and easily shut off.